You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
Just kidding. We're not going to do that today. Wow, it's all me right now. Okay. Hello, everybody. We are Critical Hit. We are a Pokemon podcast that focuses primarily on the TCG and other aspects of the Pokemon universe, I guess. Whatever.
Universe, fandom, sure. Fandom. Nerdom.
Thing.
All the above.
Pornographics.
Fucking no. Stop. Just to clarify, we don't do that. Except Jake. Jake's the only one here in this podcast that fucking does that.
We just do butt stuff.
It's gross.
Talk dicks and do butt stuff.
What the fuck? You guys, I am so not used to this. Anyways.
I can...
I'm really bad at this. I apologize.
So. Who are you?
We're not gonna do like our little intro, like just talking back and forth and bantering. We're just gonna go straight into it. I don't get a fucking chance.
You gotta say your name. I thought we were doing banter.
Yeah, I thought That's the fine. ASMR was our banter.
Anyways, I guess. Sure. Anyways, my name is Britt, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Spooky Vaporeon. That is spooky with an I.
My name is
Smash Mantha!
Christ almighty. My name is Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
That one hurt my ears. I'm Jake.
Wait, what hurt your ears? You're screaming?
Yeah.
It fucking hurts.
I'm Jake. I am a lord. You can find me at Tattooed Raichu on Instagram and on the Tickety Talks.
Yeah.
You will not find me dancing there.
And you will not find me dancing there.
You will not find me on OnlyFans, but you will find Brittany on OnlyFans selling raptor's feet.
That's hot.
I feel like there's people that like actually believe that I'm on OnlyFans.
Selling raptor's feet, no. You should just like on randomly like on your Instagram just be like a sneak peek of my OnlyFans and just like a random raptor claw.
That's gross.
In like a lace little like toe band.
No.
A toe band?
Yeah. Like, you know how like you have those leg girdles, but it's like for a little raptor toe?
Did you just call it a leg girdle? Did you just call it a leg girdle?
It's a garter,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it's a garter. Right.
What? I don't fucking wear those. I don't need to know what it's called.
You need to know it's not a girdle.
New lingerie don't coming care. Out by Chiro Clothing. Leg girdles.
Yes. I'll make it happen.
Like a full-on fucking corset for your calf.
Jesus Christ.
You're basically making sexy compression socks. Oh
my God. Dude, that would sell.
Wait, what are compression socks?
They're just tight socks that help circulate blood flow.
I don't like when my socks are too tight and they like leave the little marks on your legs and your feet.
But dude, there are some... That could be a thing. She is selling feet pics, so could you imagine like those were like... Want that have that bondage fetish, but also have a foot fetish. Like, just make your big toe just slightly purple.
It goes hand in hand.
I mean, it goes in your hand, but...
Jesus Christ. I'm upset that this is a thing that we're discussing right now.
This is your episode. Anything that goes wrong is all your fault.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
And now Sam's drinking.
I wish I was.
It's not strong enough. Alright.
How was everyone's week?
It was fine.
I got laid this week.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yesterday, actually. Valentine's Day.
That's kind of a given.
I mean, not always.
Any bonus rounds?
No.
Oof.
No, I get lucky to get laid fucking once, Jake. You think I'm gonna get fucking bonus rounds?
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to play Super Mario 3D World all day yesterday.
I thought
you
were gonna say that you're playing Super Smash Bros.
Oh yeah.
I was like, that's gross. Pretty much. Brother.
Dude. What?
Get it?
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Anyways, so weeks. So you had a good week. You had a good Valentine's Day.
I did. Yeah. How about you?
Good. I had a really good week. So those who've been listening to the podcast have been talking about the Game Boy that I bought from my friend a while ago. I got it, plus more than what I thought I was expecting, because not only did I get red, blue, and green, but I got yellow, gold, silver, and crystal, all in the original Japanese version. I'm super stoked, so I'm going to play red and slowly make a translated list of moves from Japanese to English to make it playable, so if you guys want to play around on it, that's possible, so...
True fans don't need a list. No, just kidding.
Damn.
So by the end of it, I might know Japanese, but only in Pokemon moves.
This is Fire Blast.
Yeah, only for the Pokemon in my party, so it's only going to be somewhat helpful.
So it's going to be useless.
I mean, it might not. Maybe that could be a trainer challenge, is like give someone like a month-long trainer challenge where they have to translate their move lists. It's fucking rough.
You know what you could do is, and this is totally cheating, when you level it up, figure out like what level it's at, and then see what move they have the option of getting at that level, and you know that's the one. Not that hard.
I want to really complicate it.
That's your fucking prerogative.
I mean, like, most of it, like, the dialogue and stuff doesn't really worry because, like, I remember 90% of it, I'm pretty sure, in the game. You know, it's just, like, the moves for the Pokemon I catch that really matter. Like, I don't give a fuck what Professor Oak has to say or that turd bucket blue. Fucking nappy-ass, nasty-ass little motherfucker.
You can't say that.
Why? He's a dirty little douche.
You can't say that.
Fuck blue.
Oh my god.
Until I play blue and then fuck red. Which then, who's green?
Me. It's me.
Because red and blue are canon, but if green also came out at the same time.
I think green's in the manga. I'm not sure.
Is he the one who, like, Clefairy?
I forgot about that.
Let's get us off this subject.
All right.
Because I'm done with it.
You didn't talk about your week.
Yeah, how was Sam's week?
It's fucking fine.
Okay, that's wow. A little passive aggressive. It's fucking fine.
Fucking fine.
No, you taught a bunch of people how to play the TCG.
You did.
I did. That's right.
Sam was a fucking Pokemon master. It was incredible.
Yeah. That last person I, like, taught right before I went to D&D... I lost too.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't play my deck very well.
Oh.
But that's okay. That's what happens when you don't get the stuff you need right away. Yeah. But it's okay, because I beat the guy who actually knows how to play.
Yeah, I beat him with Brittany's deck too.
I fucking lost every game that I played.
It's fine, you built a good deck. You gotta learn. Like, once you learn and pick up on it, you're gonna do great. Mm. You know.
Then we gotta get you in standard format.
I'm gonna be the very best, like no one ever was. I'm gonna do it.
That's what Misty thought.
No.
And then her parents loved her.
And then they made a card of her being nasty.
She is a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quit sexualizing the child.
Oh
Brittany.
My god, you
Jesus
have
Christ.
No
Move
fucking
on with the
right
episode.
To talk.
God
Fuck you.
Damn.
Anyways.
That's inappropriate, we're coworkers.
Let's jump into the news.
Yeah. Guess I'll start.
Thank you, Sam. I can't open the link.
Oh my god. So, Pokemon Company International.
This was this episode brought to you by Slow Internet. How frustrated can you get?
Apparently real slow. Pokemon Company International acknowledges Pokemon TCG product shortages, promises future availability. as we've talked about quite a bit, the right. pandemic has impacted printing plants and led to production shortages of everything under the sun. Basically, this includes Pokemon cards.
Can I interject something
okay,
here?
Okay, I really like how I got one sentence in, and you're going to interrupt me. Appreciate it.
Sorry. That's a new record.
So, I like how they address the shortage, but not the scalping problem that comes with it. I'm sorry, that's the only thing I have to say, is they should be addressing the scalping problem and like what they're going to do to try to help like combat it, even though I know it's really hard. It just would have been nice for them to be like, fuck those guys a little bit.
This has forced Pokemon and other card games to print their products in waves, where a limited amount of product is available up front and more is printed later. Today, which was at this point 5 days ago, but today, the Pokemon Company International publicly acknowledged the shortages with an update to their customer support page. They stated there will be more product coming to retailers as soon as possible, which is what the wave model already entails. However, they promised they will maximize production upon release for future sets, which seems to indicate they will be able to go back to normal production capacity in the near future, perhaps as early as March Battle Styles and beyond. Here is their direct quote from their site. We are aware some of you are experiencing difficulties purchasing Pokemon trading card game products due to very high demand and global shipping constraints impacting availability. We understand this inconvenience can be disappointing for fans, and we are working to address it where it is within our control. In situations where there is limited availability, we are actively working to print more of the impacted Pokemon TCG products as quickly as possible and at a maximum capacity to support this increased demand. Reprinted products are expected to be available at retailers as soon as possible. For new Pokemon TCG expansions launching in the future, we are maximizing production to increase product availability upon release, and we will continue to reprint the products to replenish stock at retailers as soon as possible. We'd like to thank the community for their continued support and patience as we deliver more Pokemon TCG products to fans. Can you fucking stop?
I don't think that's going to fix the scalping issue. I just think it creates more supply for the scalpers.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's basic economics. If they flood the market, values go down.
That's true.
Right. But the scalpers can control that market as long as they keep all the product. If they control the demand, if they can control the product, right, they keep it, they can control how much gets sold at a time.
Except for, if they're gonna talk about maximizing production as much as they say they are, fucking stop. As much as they say they are, I think it'll be too much for scalpers to keep control over.
I mean, I really hope so. I do. I just, at this point, I don't have a whole lot of faith in that. And maybe I'm just being a negative Nancy. Who knows? But it's been so bad. I have, like, the only fucking cards I've been able to get are from the fucking Happy Meals. That's disgusting, first of all. So I don't know. I just, until sports and concerts and stuff like that come back where they're able to make money off events, I don't see this shortage happening anytime soon. You know, and as long as we have douchey-ass, nasty-ass, whiny-ass, tiny-dick motherfuckers Logan Paul, you know, encouraging it. We're just looking to have an issue. I don't know. I'm still salty.
No, I do think this isn't going to completely solve the problem. But I do think it'll help. And it honestly depends on how much the Pokemon Company is willing to print. Because they can't print so much that they're going to take a loss. But right now I don't think that can even be possible because they're so in demand. But if they print enough to where scalpers physically can't afford to buy it all, then we'll be okay.
Right.
And if retailers quit buying from these scalpers and just hunker down for a bit, then we'll be okay.
I have another plan. Let's make Pokemon lame again.
Oh, we're already doing that one episode at a time. Wow. Every time someone hears us, they're like, oh, I hate Pokemon. However, as much as I want them to issue a public statement saying basically more or less fuck scalpers, it's just bad business. Because ultimately for them, scalpers are still buying their products.
And I can respect that, like I said. I don't know. I guess, yeah, you're right. Really, it's kind of unfair to put that on the Pokemon company itself. For this, I think it's more fans like us that need to be held accountable on not buying from scalpers and, like, drying them out, you know? And we could talk about that more later, but...
Yeah, no, I agree. It's much less on the big entity that has nothing to do with it and more about the people who are giving these scalpers all the power. And right now, we're giving these scalpers all the power. Yeah, that's what you fucking get for drinking it like a child.
You're just jealous.
Not really. And honestly, we're just giving the scalpers all the power by continuing to buy from them.
Yeah, honestly. So I have like a list of singles that I've been like trying to buy. And like, I'm about to stop buying those. Like, I'm not buying anything from online, whatever, unless it's from the Pokemon company itself. It sucks.
You can still buy that stuff. You just can't buy it for an outrageous, ridiculous price. You have to do your homework to see if they're screwing you over or if it's a regular, okay price.
I just don't trust enough. This is gonna sound bad. I don't trust the community enough because I don't know who in the community is like a mole, air quote, trying to scalp, or those who are genuine. So I'm just kind of...
You just look up the prices.
Fair. That is fair. So I think we both agree, just don't trust whatever Brittany says then.
Yeah, all more right. or less. Yeah, but hopefully we'll see some more products on the shelves here in the near future. Hopefully we'll actually be able to get our hands on some. I went to Board Fox today, our local game store here in town, and they actually had like packs of Vivid Voltage, and they had two booster boxes of Vivid Voltage unopened that I know as soon as they sell out of one box, they're going to open the next. So I think at least where packs might be a little bit more expensive, because local is always just a little bit more expensive than big old chain stores.
Right.
I think it might start to slow down. I don't know if they had just gotten those or what, but normally you don't see packs, and I saw packs.
Right. Anyways, just kind of move on. So once again, the Pokemon World Championships have been postponed until next year due to the pandemic. This comes as no surprise. Worlds 2022 will take place in London, just as it was meant to be for Worlds 2020 and 2021. So basically, the whole reasoning for this is for the well-being of, you know, those organizing it, participating, and making it for the event. Which kind of sucks, because, you know, it'd be cool to see this, you know, to live stream it, whatever. But, you know, it is really cool that, you know, despite whatever your personal opinions are on the pandemic, it is really cool that regardless that the company is looking out for everyone's best interests. For this, you know, because it not just only is it like a safety thing, but it's a financial thing too to get ready for this too. And so, no matter what your stance is, everyone's kind of been impacted on it financially. And honestly, like, unless you've got some weird bougie ass like game store sponsor that's paying your way to go, which I don't know if that's a thing. I'm sure it is.
I have no idea.
But it's going to be expensive to get to London to play. So. Either way, it's bittersweet. It's like, that's cool that they're being responsible. It's a little bit of a bummer that it's not happening, because I think this podcast could cover it, but I guess maybe they're waiting for us
London?
To stop. Not actually go there, but like, you know, follow the news and, you know, watch the streams. But maybe they're waiting for us to quit before they actually do
Probably.
It. They're like, fuck these guys. We can't have them cover this. This is a classy-ass affair.
There's one thing, though, that really sucks, especially for the competitors. So for those of you who don't know how Worlds works, it's not like you can just pay a registration fee and go. So it's not like you can just...
Fuck me, right?
I fucking know, Jake.
God damn.
This is my shit.
I just thought, like, your phone was being slow, so, like, I was just trying to be nice, but...
Oh, thanks.
Fuck me. God damn.
Sorry, Sam.
It's not like Johnny on the street or one of us could just pay the registration fee and go and play at Worlds. No, you have to earn your way there.
I have earned my way.
Yeah, no, Johnny, you gotta fucking earn your way.
So you earn your way there by getting a certain number of points, by doing league tournament plays, either in your town or regionals... And then eventually nationals and then worlds. And once you hit a certain number of points, that's when you get invited to go. The people who have been practicing and playing, they do this whole season to earn up points to get to go. They didn't get to do that for the 2020 season. Well, they started to. And then their season got cut short. Their 2021 season, the current season they would normally be in, didn't even happen. So 2022, once league play starts, they have a brand new set of rules that they have to deal with. They have a brand new rotation for standard format that they have to deal with. And they're not going to get the chance to practice like they would normally get that opportunity. And for a lot of those players, that's hard because their physical decks often don't match their online ones. And if they do match their online ones, then it makes it easier, but not always the case. So, yes, I am super glad that they're being, that the Pokemon company is being responsible. I am super happy that the players are going to be safe and that the people who are supposed to be at Worlds are going to be safe. But as a... If I were a competitor, I would still be a little bit peeved because I don't have time to practice and train and build up that new deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, near as much as I would want. Are you done?
Jesus Christ,
no.
How many pictures are you taking?
I'm not doing a picture, guys. Just keep doing the thing.
It's just a boomerang.
No, it's not a boomerang when he's like this.
What is he
I'm
doing?
I'm trying to like refocus. Sorry.
He's good.
All right. So, talk about our next, Japan's upcoming set.
I'm actually really excited for this. This upcoming spring, beginning of summer, May, there has actually been a teaser released regarding information on the Eevee Heroes set. So this is going to be a set of 69 feature cards. Nice. On May 28th, this is going to feature all 8 Eeveelutions as Pokemon V. So it's going to be Vaporeon, Jolteon, Flareon, Espeon, Umbreon, Glaceon, Leafeon, and Sylveon. Something that's really fucking upsetting to me, Sylveon is going to be most likely presented as, like, a psychic type instead of a fairy type, because the Pokemon company fucking sucks and doesn't fucking like fairy types anymore, which is bullshit. So I'm excited to see Espeon and Sylveon duke it out for the, title of being the psychic type Eeveelution. But for the evolutions are going to appear as Pokemon VMAX, and there's going to be a lot more special art cards in the set. I'm personally really excited to see what they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is also going to feature other Pokemon V, Pokemon VMAX, and it's going to continue to feature the single and rapid strike cards. Also releasing on May 28th, there's going to be 4 different versions of a bundle set named VMAX Special Set Eevee Heroes. Each will come out with 4 Eeveelution VMAX promos, 8 booster packs, and 3 energy cards. And they will be on retail for 1,870 yen. I don't know how much that is in American dollars. Forgive me. But since 4 of Eevee's Eeveelutions will get VMAX cards in the main set, these bundles could have other 4 unless they're alternate art reprints of ones from the set. Then finally, on May 28th, we will also see the release of 2 high-class decks featuring Gengar VMAX or Inteleon VMAX, which is going to be pretty cool, actually.
I would love to see a Gengar VMAX.
Yeah, I agree. How would they do that? Like, how would it look, do you think?
just be Gengar with the mouth as a big old cave.
That would be cool.
It'd be cool if they were doing the die cut cards, so that way like the cave is all die cut. But then I don't know how you put the information in.
Bad idea. No.
You know what?
Stupid. No.
Look at her story, Sam.
Jesus no. Christ.
I can delete it. You realize that, right?
No, I love it.
I have access to it, and I will delete it if it looks stupid.
No, it's cool.
I am going to second that. Oh, I set mine to the fucking background, too. I'm so excited. Jake made really cool, like, backgrounds for Sam and I for our phones. He made a Charizard one for Sam and a Vaporeon one for me, obviously. If you guys want to see it, go to his TikTok at Tattooed Raichu.
Isn't it so cool?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry. Okay.
But anyways, if you want to see the cool fucking backgrounds, because Jake makes fucking incredible art, if you guys didn't know that, go to his TikTok at tattooed.raichu and see for yourself what it looks like. It's really cool.
In more important news, fuck my art. So I found this cool, like, Instagram filter thing where Ash throws the Pokeball, and then whoever you're pointing it at comes out of the Pokeball. And so...
Is that what you've been doing this whole time?
I was trying to get to work, yeah. And so I put the quotes, go smash Mantha, and so it Ash throws the ball and out pops Sam.
I'm a Lickitung, what the fuck? No, did you see that?
Oh yeah, bitch be salty.
Anywho, so I want to go back. I want to go back to our Eevee Heroes decks. They did what's called a dummy pack, which is just kind of like some potential artwork that I don't think is gonna really happen. It's just like a placeholder pack. I swear to God, they literally just like cut and paste basic PNG files of all of the Eeveelutions and put them in a circle around Eevee, and they are the most basic. Plug it in.
No, hold it.
Oh. And they are the most basic pictures, and I really, really, really hope that this isn't going to be the actual artwork. Otherwise, I would be very
It is,
sad.
Like, really fucking basic, though. It's, like, the same exact fucking Google image. The first thing that pops up, it's just, like, boom. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it for each and every one of them. And I agree. Like, me, like, being a person that, like, personally really fucking loves and worships the Eeveelutions, like, I want to see more for them. Like, I want to see more art created for them, like, from the Pokemon Company. Like, I want to see more.
Nope, instead it's just the basic files.
It is. Which it's is bullshit.
Okay.
Like, I'm happy that we're getting this set in the first place. Like, that's fucking awesome. Like, not that the Eeveelutions don't have enough tension as it is already, but, like, I'm really excited about it personally. But...
I bet you're stoked on it.
I am.
Are you going to create an Eeveelutions deck?
I don't know. You can't, because it has to have three types or less.
I mean, you can, it's just going to be really hard to get energies there.
That is true. That is very true.
Like, it doesn't have to.
And then, looping around back to our topic, there were a couple things I did not mention. There's also going to be it's like a bundle of a double box, which is going to include a bonus promo of Tyranitar V and Polion V from Battle Styles, and it's also going to feature the single and rapid strike cards, which, that's pretty cool.
That will be cool. Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything else anybody wants to add to that?
No. It's hard because we don't have a ton of information on the Eevee Heroes right now. So once more information comes out, then we definitely will talk more about it. But as of right now, we just don't have a ton.
You know what would be fun for us to do if, in the future, if we all took possible, like, you know, unanimous trainer challenge, if we all took, like, our favorite, like, Eeveelution and built a deck on it?
That could be cool.
That would be really cool.
That would be really cool. Too bad we can't have a fairy deck anymore.
This is bullshit. Fairy type fucking... I'm not gonna go there, actually.
Hashtag
we're not
fairy
gonna do
types
that.
Matter.
Yeah, I was gonna say fairy types matter, but we are not gonna do that.
Well, you already did it.
Yeah, you already kind of did it.
Well, we're not going to get into it. I fucking love that video so much.
I hate you all. All right, so Pokemon, we talked a little bit about the McDonald's cards last week when we were here, and they officially came out on the day of our podcast that released last week, Tuesday the 9th.
Stop.
No, I'm trying to do the what's your Pokemon for Sam, but...
Stop, I want to do something for you. But...
Wow.
Damn it, Jonathan.
Fired.
Fired.
Fired. Fucking love that movie.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Jonathan, stop. I'm gonna block you. I hope he listens to this.
He won't. Does he even know it exists?
I don't know. Sam, look at me. I want to find out what Pokemon you are.
No.
Boy, sorry.
Okay.
So we talked about the McDonald's cards a little bit last week. They have officially come out as of Tuesday the 9th. Check out our latest IGTV for a little Pokemon card unboxing. Honestly, I was not I knew it was going to be a little bit crazy, but I was not expecting the amount of crazy that we've seen so far.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's been borderline ridiculous. People are filling up their trunks full of Happy Meals. People are buying like 5 or 10 at a time. It probably won't work because it doesn't think I have eyebrows.
I seldom think
just for context
that it will.
Jake and Sam and I are recording each other with stupid Pokemon filters and posting it on the story. So if you're seeing them as we're putting them on here, voice crack on here, then awesome, you'll understand.
Puberty voice.
I'm almost 22. Why is this happening to me?
It's called second puberty. It's not as good as second breakfast.
What?
It's a lot more traumatizing.
Yeah, so we've just been seeing some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Even to where some of our local McDonald's here in town, even though they're requiring you to buy a Happy Meal along with the cards, have run out of cards. Isn't that right, Jake?
Yeah, no. So today we did an unboxing for our, for our channel. And I know us as a group, we've kind of made like a conscious decision not to go crazy on them. Like if we're like, oh, I'm hungry, I guess I might as well get a kid's meal, you know, type of a thing.
Yeah, this has been my third total.
Right. So we... Like I said, we've been making a really good conscious effort on not going crazy because it's been so bad with this thing. And, I don't know. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm trying to put words on how ridiculous it is because I already feel weird enough as a grown man buying kids' meals and I don't even have my kid with me.
Yeah.
But, so today, like, it's gotten out. So, like, I went to one place and then I went to another. And it's been selling out so much that we didn't even get the cool boxes for our unboxing.
No, we got...
We didn't even get fucking chocolate milk.
Look at her face. Look at Black Widow's face. She looks like she had a fucking stroke. No.
You did this to yourself.
This one's a cool one.
This one's horrible. You're gonna hate me so much.
But yeah, so... You know... We talked about this also last week. If you're going to buy these Happy Meals, more power to you if you actually buy them. But do not just throw away the food. Donate the food. Give it to somebody in need. Pay for, like, give it to a kid who you know would not normally get McDonald's. Just don't be that asshole that buys out the entire store. Don't be the asshole that buys all, that throws away the food. Don't be a asshole. These promotions go on until the beginning of March. I think it's like March 8th. You will have time to get these cards. Don't stress.
Basically, people just need to chill the fuck out and stop being like that.
Yeah. Guess what, guys? Only 34 minutes in and several TC and several filters through, we have got through our TCG news.
Dope.
We do have some other news, though. I hate that I'm getting notifications saying you're tagging me in this shit. Moving on to video game news. The Wild Area Dens have reverted back to what they were before. So over the weekend, the Wild Area in Sword and Shield has had a Valentine's event going on where you had the chance of getting a shiny Milcery, which, for those of you who aren't familiar with Sword and Shield or the name doesn't ring a bell, it is the milk Pokemon, where it is just a little drop of milk. The shiny version of it, though, looks like it has been to hell and back and seen some shit.
It has listened to a couple of our episodes.
Jesus Christ.
And it is wondering what it's been doing with its life.
Yeah. So, normally it's like an off-white kind of cream color. They make this Milcery ghost white with black eyes for the shiny version.
I don't think I've seen the shiny
version.
I don't
want to say the way that you're describing it. In the fact that it happens to be Valentine's Day, I'm uncomfortable.
Good.
It's called Milk Creamy?
Milcery.
Oh.
Milk Creamy?
That's gross. Why are they making a semen reference in a kid's game?
Yeah, so... following the Milcery event, the raid battle event has reverted back to the fighting and psychic type event from now until February 28th at 2359 UTC. Certain fighting and psychic type Pokemon, including Gigantamax, Machamp, and Orbeetle, are back in max raid battles. So if you missed that wonderful Valentine's Day event, sucks to suck, but now you have your chance at getting Gigantamax, Machamp, or Orbeetle. And everyone knows how big of a fan I am of actual Gigantamax Orbeetle because it's a giant spaceship.
It's really cool. I like
it
a lot.
It is super cool.
I like how the Vivid Boosters feature that, actually.
Me too. Definitely. Are you guys really doing this?
No. I'm just looking at all of them.
Did you see the one that I put on there of you?
Not yet.
Okay.
You should look at them.
Yeah, you
they're
should.
They're good.
You really should.
I will in a sec.
No, they're good.
In addition to other video game news, there is going to be a new rule set to begin in May for Pokemon Sword and Shield, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. So the Pokemon Company have announced that Series 9 rule set, which will begin... The Series 9 rule set, excuse me, Jesus Christ, will begin on May 1st, 2021. This rule set includes a return to the rule set that was active for Series 7. It allows for Pokemon in the Galar Pokedex, Isle of Armor Pokedex, and now Pokemon in the Crown Tundra Pokedex, including other Pokemon not in the decks, such as some legendary Pokemon. All Pokemon must have a Galar symbol or the Battle Ready symbol. Mythical Pokemon and restricted legendary Pokemon are not permitted.
Unfortunately, I don't know which, with the addition of the Crown Tundra, I don't know which of those legendary Pokemon will be restricted, but I'm sure that list is out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I know, very helpful, right?
Yay! At least we know it's coming.
Yep. At least we know it's coming, and at least we know sort of what to look for, because when Jake and I tried out our first hand at the at a competition,
we got fucking spanked.
It was very hard to find Pokemon that were considered battle ready, and we sucked. I think out of an entire weekend of competing, I won one battle.
This one makes me uncomfortable. Why are they moving that much?
I found that and I was like, that is perfect.
Yeah. So, that is all of our video game news. Now we're going to move on to some Pokemon Go. We're going...
Let's go into this news section.
Starting off with Raid Hour.
She made a mistake. We all know, never use the bathroom door. Okay, let's not even like say a rumor. Let's just like make awkward eye contact with her when she gets back.
Okay.
And then when she acknowledges it, we'll just like pick right back up to the episode and not say a thing.
Okay.
Anyways, continue with the news.
She has some fucking nightmare fuel, but that's what she's chosen.
She's chosen. Oh god, that Pikachu one's a nightmare.
All right, so let's actually go on with the news. Raid hour is from 6 to 7 this Wednesday, as per usual. This week it will be Latias and Latios. If you do not have...
And Latida and Latidos.
And Latidi, Latidu.
Latida.
Already said that one. Uh-huh. You already said that one.
Titi-ta-ta.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Sorry, that reminds me of the ti-ta-ta, ti-ta-ta, rest, rest. Do you teach that with your kids?
You have them backwards. Oh. It's ta, ti-ti-ta, ti-ti.
Ta, rest, rest. Do you do like little hand things where they rest?
We go rest, rest with our hands out in our palms so the sky like we're giving our favor to the great Lord Chuckle.
Don't buckle with the Chuckle.
Rest, rest. That's it.
And yeah. This has been Weird Random Childhood Flashbacks That You Didn't Know That You Would Have, Episode 1.
It's super weird.
Okay. Yeah.
So, raid hour, 6 to 7 p.m. local time this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Latias, Latios.
Mm-hmm.
This happens every single week with whatever Pokemon are featured in the 5-star raids. So, this week features our Hoenn friends. Yes.
Hoenn friends?
Hoenn friends. From the Hoenn region. Emphasis on Hoenn.
I didn't know Matt was in this episode. Matt's the Ho, and we're the friends.
We've talked about this the past couple weeks as well. We have the Kanto tour coming out February 20th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Which I will
be out of the country for.
Well, no, I should be here in town. I'll have reps, so we could actually play together.
Ooh, that should be fun.
All right, if it's not super cold, let's go ahead and do a Pokemon tour.
Even if it is super cold, I'm going out anyways, and you can just be a big old baby.
No, I'll just bundle right up. Let's do it.
Cool.
Cool.
Awesome.
We'll whisper it after we do the thing.
After we do the thing, yep. So, yeah, that is coming up. Be sure to purchase your ticket if you haven't already. I believe they are... Gosh, I don't know how much they cost.
$11.99?
$11.99 or $12.99 or something like that, yeah.
It will be no more than $15.
Definitely less than $15.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want any comments. Why is he looking at me like that, Sam? I don't want to know. Nope, I don't even care. Where are we? What's happening? Why are we being silent? What's going on? I'm nervous. I don't like being looked at. What's happening? Why are we being quiet? What did I do?
Also, there's going to be a red version and a green version available, so make sure you look and see what those exclusives are.
Right.
And choose your choice from there.
Which I believe you were doing red and I'm doing green.
I think it was flipped. I'm doing green and you're doing red. Yeah, because the red exclusives are Ekans, Oddish, Mankey, Growlithe, Scyther, and Electabuzz.
Mm-hmm.
Green version, Sandshrew, Vulpix, Meowth, Bellsprout, Magmar, and Pinsir.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all.
Oh.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all.
Gotta be the best.
We're gonna do this every... Well, I guess this would be the last week we do that.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you're right. That's kind of sad.
Well, I guess we'll talk about it after the event's done.
Then we just list them all. All the shinies we got.
See if we catch them all. See if we catch them all.
Also, there is supposed to be a special research that I believe comes with the ticket that if you complete it, will give you a shiny Mew, which is super cool. And this is kind of the first time that we have... Shiny Mew in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be excited for that because, you know, who wouldn't want a shiny Mew?
Isn't he green?
He blue.
It's blue?
He blue. He baby blue, like Miltank.
Yeah. Yeah, I would want a shiny Mew.
Yeah.
So. Every fucking time somebody goes to the bathroom. Every time. We don't need to do this. This doesn't need to be a thing.
In other news, starting February 20th, we have the legendary Burbs, Moltres, Zapdos, and Articuno.
Stop, Birds!
And Mewtwo coming back to 5-star raids. They will be
coming
there.
Coming back.
They'll be there until March 1st.
March 1st.
This is your chance to get a shiny of those Burbs.
A chance.
Stop. Why are we being like this? I'm uncomfortable. Mom, come pick me up.
I don't know about you, but my goal for when they come back is to get either the shiny Moltres or the shiny Mewtwo, just because I want the pink chicken. Or
pink chicken.
Have you seen it?
You mean the raw turkey?
Yeah, he's a fire chicken. Or Mewtwo with a green butt. Those are my options.
Ugh. Syphilis Mewtwo or raw chicken.
Yep. Those are the choices.
I don't know why I associate syphilis with the color green. I just do.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's all for Pokemon Go. Yay!
Yay!
New product news. Tell us about it, Britt.
Stop. Tell us.
You guys. I feel like I'm in a cult right now. Anyways, we have new product news. So as we have discussed before...
Don't fuckle with Shuckle. Don't fuckle with Shuckle. Rest.
This is why we can't get anything done. As we have discussed before, we do have Shining Fates coming up on February 19th. That is here in about 4 days, give or take. I'm very fucking excited because I was able to actually pre-order some stuff for that. So, Shining Fates... is a go.
I think I have an ETB coming.
If you happen to get one in, mm-hmm. Shoot me a message and I'll be there right away.
No, you guys will be the first to know.
Yes.
If we get anything extra.
You mean, we might be the first to know.
We can't tell them we have an in.
Yeah, you're talking about cocaine.
We're talking about drugs, nothing else, you guys. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. God.
I doubt your boss gives a shit.
Anyways, please don't report me. I don't want to lose my job.
Oops.
Whoops.
Oh, shit.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We also have Battle Styles coming up on March 19th. So, we're gonna have that rapid strike, single strike shit going on. Pretty excited about it.
I like to single strike the toilet when I need to go take
That's
a dump.
Fucking gross. I like to rapid strike the toilet.
Are you saying you clinch and, like, let it drop out?
It's just...
Rather than just, like, one hard push and just blow it
Holy
out?
Holy shit. That's how you get fucking, what's it called, hemorrhoids.
Can we stop?
Dude, I'm a professional pooper. If you do it right, you don't get any type of hemorrhoids. Just think of, like, a whale's blowhole.
I, like, have a fear of, like, pooping so hard you just, like,
Can we
burst
stop?
A fucking
Can
blood
we
vessel
stop?
On your ass.
Can we stop?
I've done that before.
What?
I have liver problems, though.
I'm sorry, dude.
You know that bathroom you used when we were playing D&D?
Yeah.
That was the bathroom.
No
I about
way.
When I pooped and threw up at the same time.
I felt that vibe when I walked in that bathroom. Like, somebody almost fucking died in this bathroom once.
He did. It was...
It was coming out of both ends.
Jesus Christ. That's what it was like when I got salmonella. It was really gross. Don't ever eat, like... giant amounts of like raw cookie dough because there's like a reason why you're not supposed to do that. It's bad.
The more you know. Welcome to Naps, Food, and American Politics. Salmonella is bad. Is it a government hoax, Sam?
No.
Agreed.
Did you take a nap this week?
No. I needed to take a nap like more than once this week and I did not at all.
Well, this has been Naps, Food, and American Politics.
Anyways. Yeah. Moving on, we don't really have a whole lot of other product news, it's just stuff that we've already really covered. But anticipating those sets coming out, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
As far as like our miscellaneous news, my boy Posty, Post Malone,
I fucking love him,
is doing a collaboration with a virtual concert, or collaboration with Pokemon on a virtual concert on February 27th.
I'm not a fan of Post Malone's music at all. I don't like it. I like his band, which I will show you guys later.
Mm. I don't want to listen to it if it's going to be that pop punk garbage
And
band.
That's to each their
no,
own.
No, it's a hardcore band.
Oh, that's right, that one.
But anyways, I do think it's super cool, because here's the thing, like, there's one thing I don't like Post Malone's music, but there's one thing I give him credit for, is he doesn't hop on trends because they're cool. He does things because he actually likes it. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that Post Malone is doing a Pokemon thing is a very clear sign that, like, he's doing it, one, for nostalgic purposes. Like, you could totally tell this guy got down on the games and totally collects Pokemon cards on the down low.
It's weird to think that he's younger than me.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's like 21 or 22.
Yeah. But...
what?
But I think it's super cool that, like, we're seeing these celebrities, like, doing Pokemon events for the sake of, because they're fans. So I'm actually kind of excited for this.
I was wrong. He's 25. That makes me feel better.
But... I don't... Are you guys planning on watching the concert?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't like all of his music.
Is it a free event?
I don't know. That's something that I'll have to look at.
Because if it isn't a free event, maybe we could all pitch in and then buy it under the podcast.
That'd be cool.
So that way, like...
we could watch Posty sing, I Wanna Be
The Very Best. Wait, how would he do it? Super sad?
Just the theme of Rockstar in the background.
Yeah.
But Nickelback's Rockstar, not his.
Oh, that's perfect. That's... the epitome of perfection.
That's honestly something you would do.
And in other miscellaneous news, Levi's has dropped the fucking collab with Pokemon, and it's very expensive, yeah. Apparently.
Hella expensive. Let's talk about this.
So, first of all, if you get the green and black pantsuit, that's like $600 more?
What?
Lower?
No, so...
oh, it's like $300 for both, right?
Yeah, it's $300 for both.
Like, no, sorry, it's $600 for both sets. I think for like the blue and the
I'm just talking about the all over green one. I don't know how
the
much
green denim so
like,
jacket.
So what I'm saying is like the blue set and the green set, like the regular denim and that.
I think
it was like $600 together.
I didn't check the price of the blue set.
I just recently watched something on it. That's why I'm like, wasn't fully paying attention, because I was like, God, that green is so god awful.
It's probably relatively around the same price.
Yeah,
for being honest,
I'm actually gonna pull it up right now.
But anyways, it's a really bougie like fit to, like, you're gonna pay a lot to look god awful.
It's like,
I'm sorry,
Gucci for Pokemon fans.
It's like it's tacky as hell.
Yep. So
it's like if
the
you're...
Levi's Pokemon unisex T-shirt, which features just Ash and Misty on it, nothing else, $40. The Levi's Pokemon vintage fit trucker jacket, which is the bright green mess, $128 and sold out.
Holy shit. I am excited to actually see people wearing this. Like
the Levi's Pokemon unisex T-shirt where Pokemon is sleeping on the Levi's logo, $40. Misty's tank top, $25.
Wow.
The trucker hat, $29.50. The Levi's Pokemon unisex hoodie, which features Gengar, Pikachu, Snorlax, Eevee, Jigglypuff, and Psyduck, $95.
Damn.
The authentic straight men's jeans featuring Pikachu on the pant leg and on the front and on top front pant leg, back bottom pant leg, $148. $22 for another t-shirt. That is a big boy, small through XL graphic tee. Misty's shorts, $98.
What the fuck?
Vintage fit trucker jacket. That is the just regular denim blue one, $148.
It has Pikachu's, like, electric bolts on the arms.
Yep. The crew neck sweatshirt, $85, and sold out. The pants, $148. Slim fit men's jeans, $148. These are expensive, expensive, expensive items.
Mm-hmm.
Levi's Pokemon Pikachu ears beanie, $29.50.
There's a Jigglypuff one too. The Jigglypuff beanie.
Probably also for $29.50.
It is indeed.
Sold out. The Jigglypuff beanie sold out before the Pikachu beanie.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Huh? Some sockos, are you ready?
Yes.
Pokemon Pikachu and Jigglypuff socks, 2-pack, $24.50.
sold out. Yeah.
In all honesty, like, I like a lot of the clothes. The only ones I would actually wear, like, out in public and, like, want to wear, I guess, is, like, the vintage fit trucker jacket and jeans featuring Pikachu. It's just the blue denim with Pikachu's, like,
that
logo on it. That's the only thing I would really, like, wear out of this, though.
Yeah. I would wear...
And the pants aren't any different type of a cut, are they?
No, just straight cut.
And I like some of the shirts, too. Like, the simplicity of, like, the Pikachu sleeping on, like, the Levi logo and everything. But it's just fucking expensive. Like, why?
I know. I would pay for the crew neck sweatshirt with just Pikachu on it, but sold out. And $85.
God, that's just... ridiculous, though. Like, I understand, like, it's Pokemon and it's Levi's, like, it's a good clothing company, but, like, that's a little high.
A little? It's very high. It is very high. But let's talk about something coming out that's a little bit more affordable. And these are these special 25th anniversary toys. Britt, since you are our local GameStop expert and the name in the game of GameStop, talk about our GameStop exclusive.
Your local stuffed animal connoisseur.
That's true.
So, pretty exciting news, actually. We will be getting an exclusive 24-inch Pikachu 25th anniversary plush. It's going to be exclusive to GameStop. You can pre-order it now. Basically, it's a 24-inch high Pikachu, and he's wearing a little green party hat for, like, the celebration. It's actually, like, a really high-quality stuffed animal. We feature it on our TVs at GameStop.
They're actually called plushies?
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, that was mean. I'm sorry. I did not mean to steal that, so I mean...
That's fine. Wait till you find out what we talked about in the bathroom.
I'm upset. I'm nervous. But it's actually, like, a really... Like, that's one thing I can, like, really appreciate Pokemon for, is they make really good quality plushies. Like, they aren't your little, like, rinky-dinky, like, gonna fall apart in, like, 5 years fucking toys. Like, they're fucking nice. And from, like, a collector's viewpoint, like myself, because I'm a fucking adult and I can do whatever I want, I collect plushies, like, they're really nice. And this one that's coming out, like, I might get it because it's really nice. So anyways,
these guys are through Jazzwares, right? Not through the actual Pokemon company.
I believe so. There was also another company that was linked with them. I don't remember what it's called. I apologize. But yes, it's going to be through Jazzwares. You can pre-order it at GameStop, though, and get a fucking 24-inch Pikachu plush.
How much is it pre-ordering for?
I believe it's a $5 minimum.
Okay, so just like other GameStop stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. You put $5 down, you come pick it up, you just gotta pay it off whenever you pick it up. So yeah, I'm personally really excited about that. In other news, something that we're not super excited about, there's gonna be 25th anniversary silver plushies that are going to be available as well. And they look like shit, let me tell you. I don't remember where the picture is that Sam sent, so I can just get it's a visual on this. Chat. I want to feel, like, the passion while I look at these. Yep, they still look bad. So there's going to be four of them. You're going to be able to get Charmander, Pikachu, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur. And it's basically these standard, like, 8-inch tall plushies, but they are silver. And they aren't made with, like, the nice soft material. They are made with, like, a weird... I don't know how to describe it. What would you, like, relate that to?
It's like that slick...
Like a polyester.
Yeah,
that was super popular in the 90s with a bunch of toys whenever they tried to do, like, a metallic look.
And they don't even have, like, a hint of color on them. It's just, like, the straight, like, silver metallic covering on the entire plushie, and you can see all the seams and everything where they sewed it. Like, I just don't feel like they look very good. And it sucks. This is also through Jazzwares. You probably can pre-order it at GameStop. I don't know. This is genuinely the first time I've heard about these. And hopefully it's the last, because I don't want to fucking see these come in my store.
They're probably going to be all over
God,
your store.
God, it's going to suck. They just don't look good.
So, I know why they're doing the silver, because whenever you think of, like, wedding anniversaries and stuff, the 25th anniversary is the silver year.
That makes sense.
Every year you're supposed to get your significant other something that different for their anniversary. Like, the 5th year anniversary is, like, paper. 25th anniversary is silver. 50th anniversary is gold. So, I'm wondering if that's why they're doing the silver as well, to be like, look at this big milestone.
That actually makes a lot of sense too, because that also might be the reasoning why Funko is making a lot of Pokemon silver. Pop silver. Like they have Bulbasaur, Pikachu, Mew.
They did Mew silver now, that's new.
I believe it's Mew. I think it's Mew. I could have sworn. I swear to God, let me check. Maybe I was thinking of something else. They did not do Mew.
Don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Stop.
Rest.
Anyways. Good correlation there. Good connection. I apologize for the misinformation. There is not a silver Mew Funko Pop. I apologize. It is definitely Pikachu and Bulbasaur for now. In other words... In other news, there is no more news. That is all the news for today.
We did it.
Yay!
We did it. So, all right. Anybody get any new collection items this week?
I did.
Ooh, talk about it.
We had a little Pokemon get together here at the shop. We had a little Pokemon get together here at the shop, and I lost horribly playing the TCG for the first time, and the person I was playing against, I forgot his name, forgive me.
She got her ass whooped.
He whooped my ass, and so did Sam. Gave me an EVV card. That sounded weird. Did not mean it to sound like that.
You took Eevee's V card?
I took Eevee's V card.
EVV Ultra Rare, okay.
So I got that from him. He probably gave it to me out of pity. But got that, and then
he didn't give me anything. That's probably because I no.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck that bitch.
Our first game, I whooped him in like two moves, so.
He actually conceded because he realized it would take 500 years.
Did he really?
He did concede because he's like, oh, by the way, this is going to take forever, and I'm not going to win. Your phone should run.
How to kill your phone, battery 101. Stop.
Yeah, so you got an EVV. Cool.
And then we just opened up our McDonald's boosters, which include four cards. I got a Holo Grookey, a Piplup, a Litten, and a Tepig. And they all have the 25th anniversary logo on them, and I'm going to cherish these cards with all my heart. And I personally chose Grookey for my starter in Sword, so I'm actually pretty happy I got that.
I got the clap.
You got the what?
He's being gross.
Yeah.
What's that?
He got a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, that's yucky. Maybe you should infection. Wear condoms then. Fucking nasty.
Yeah. Cool. Jake, what'd you get?
So I got a couple of sets of Pokemon cards. Some of them I haven't opened them up yet, from Pokemon 1. And then I got those games. You know, I got Red, Blue, Green, Yellow, Japanese, like the original Japanese for Game Boy Color, as well as Gold, Silver, and Crystal Japanese original as well, with the Game Boy Color. So that's super cool. So that's kind of like what I added to my collection. Oh, and Alexa got me for Valentine's Day this I Choose You Pikachu card, which she feels really bad because it was fake.
No, she showed me.
Yeah.
Did she not know it was fake?
No, she thought it was real, and I was like, this is fake, and I was like, but it's really good, and she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah.
It's
she's
a
like,
custom?
She's like, I got it from Etsy, and I was just like...
It's a custom!
Yeah. You shouldn't have even said anything. You should have just been like, smile, nod, and appreciate.
Well, she asked, she's like, how much is this worth? And I was just like, it's like, worth what you paid for it. And then she tried doing some research, and when she realized...
I feel really bad because she was so excited.
I love it. I think it's super awesome. I'm going to put it in a deck anyways.
You should. Let's just see if anybody notices.
I told her to tell
it's
her.
It's really good quality. Yeah. Like, it, like if you don't know a whole lot, you would never be able to tell.
It would look like a special promo. I told her to tell you that you need to frame it.
I'm going to.
Good. I'm like, you better.
I like it a lot. It was awesome.
It's super cute.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I got this week.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
I got some McDonald's cards for the Hollows all together. I got Chikorita, Torchic, and Grookey, I believe. So I've gotten a total of 3 packs.
Don't fuck with a shuckle.
Rest.
What the fuck?
You'll have to listen for when you were in the bathroom.
All right. Every time.
And then I actually gave some cards away, which is new and unusual for me. It felt weird. More or less during your Pokemon Flash Day.
Which was super fun. It wore me the fuck out, but it was fun.
Oh my god.
It was a lot of fun, but a child came in, and to keep him busy, I gave him some cards.
Sam's like teacher mode activated.
He was one of my students.
We're not at school! Get the fuck out!
On Monday, you little shit. I'm gonna murder you. I'm gonna beat up your fucking parents and know what they look like now.
Holy shit.
Like,
really hope they don't listen to this.
No, they probably don't.
He's a good kid.
They ended up not coming back either.
He's a good kid. And so, he's like, I like Pokemon. Like, well, here.
Oh, you like Pokemon? Name every fucking Pokemon to exist.
Name all 898 of them, go.
When I think of little kids, I just think of that one Fortnite meme. It's the dude from Fortnite! And he's talking about Iron Man. Fucking hate that kid. I want to punch him in the dick. I want to find that child and beat the shit out of him.
Hey, you shouldn't be going anywhere near children's dicks. It gets a new generation into Marvel.
You mean into Fortnite? Because he's...
He's going to learn eventually that it's Marvel.
It's going to be for me when I beat the shit out of him. When my knuckles say Marvel and then Iron Man and they're imprinted on his fucking face.
Are you gonna get giant like rings that go across all the fingers? So you can just go clink.
Yeah, just
Jesus Christ.
Fucking nerd.
This is why my character doesn't like your character in D&D.
My character's the responsible one!
Your character took charge when he just started, and that pissed my character off.
Fucking mittens.
My character doesn't know who they are yet. They need to develop personality.
Your character tore off a face and okay, quick rabbit trail. So after the event, we all went to go play in D&D because Sam and I are into this campaign now. And so Brittany came with us, and now she's part of the campaign too. And We'll let Brittany say her character did.
We're in this like bar tavern area because we're on a rescue mission for this guy's dog, right? There's a plot twist after this.
We're not gonna get into it.
Anyways, we're all in this tavern. We're kicking ass. We're fucking killing people left and right. All right, I am a druid, dark elf, and I shifted into a direwolf, and I fucking ripped this dude's face off and wore it on my own face. Kind of pulled like a Dwight Schrute moment. Like, and it was beautiful.
The only thing I saw was Dwight Schrute.
That's what I was thinking of when I was like, I want to rip this dude's face off, and I want to wear it on my own face. So, it was nice. It was traumatic. Everybody fucking hated it. I don't know. Regardless, I'm very satisfied with my choice, and I don't regret anything.
The fact, too, is just like, you rolled it to where, like, the DM really had no choice but to let it happen.
Well, because it's, like, +10 damage for direwolves, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think Brittany said you were going to make that a thing where it, like, eats faces.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that'll just be my thing.
Face off.
I can, like, start a collection of faces and, like, put them in the air fryer so they crisp up, like apples.
Fucked.
And then just, like, put them on a string and wear them like a necklace. Like, put it through, like,
eyes on faces you eat as a direwolf?
No. Like, I don't want to, like, eat them, but just, like, dehydrate them and, like, kind of, like, through the eye sockets, like, loop them all together in a string.
Like, shrinkadinks.
Yeah, shrinkadinks.
Fuck that, dude.
But yeah, that's a thing, and I am thoroughly proud, excited, whatever. All the above.
Yeah. So those are our collections. I hope one day that you're just gonna roll really bad for the face-off thing, and then you're gonna have to end up, like, eating it.
Or, like, you accidentally bite the butt instead.
You have a butt.
Yeah, you put someone's butt on instead.
Jesus.
Like, I can see, Logan, your character get confused, and you bite the butt, and you wear the butt instead, and now you're
ass face.
And you have an ass hat.
You know, I wouldn't be mad. I would not be mad.
With how Logan DMs, I could see him doing that too.
Anyways, do we want to get into today's main topic?
Yep.
I wanted to get into a lot of things, but...
We're not going to talk about that. That's weird. Anyways, today's main topic. We are discussing, if you were to hypothetically create your own Pokemon, what would you create and why? What would the type be? What would it look like? Moves? All of the above. So let's start with Jake.
I say we start with Brittany.
I say we start with Jake.
It is her episode.
Cool. No, so I tried doing a couple of things. I really wanted to do like an electric dragon type, kind of like a Ghidorah type thing, and I just couldn't find it visually. So I kind of went with what I've been doing art-wise. And so I kind of took with abilities from Ditto in the art Pokemon, and so I came up with the graffiti Pokemon, Capsley. So the cool thing with this Pokemon is kind of like Mimikyu, you know how it like mimics Pikachu. Well, the graffiti Pokemon is like a other dimensional Pokemon that tries to, not very well, but street art-ish, like body replicates what Ghastly looks like, but also can use the move Transform to transform itself into other Pokemon, but it always looks like graffiti, no matter how you do it. Cool. I wanted to try to come up with an evolution. I'm not quite there yet, but for the typing, I chose obviously Ghost and Poison type on there, and moves would be Transform, Smog, and then I don't know what other one would be good. But those are the two moves that I know would be probably good. Maybe some other normal type move like Tackle or something like that.
Yeah. Cool.
Very nice.
I like that.
You're fucking better.
What if I fucking don't?
Go
banned.
Go to the bathroom again.
No.
That's what I thought. I
haven't drank enough coffee for that.
Don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Rest.
Anyways, moving on. Sam, what'd you come up with?
So, I kind of was thinking more along an evolutionary line as opposed to just one Pokemon. And I figured... I've been super into bears lately. Like, I don't know why, but
the,
I'm just
the
like,
man type or the animal?
The animal. Not that kind of bear, Jake.
I mean, there's two types.
I forgot that's a thing.
There's that kind of bear, and then there's Russians, which are, I guess, not really people. They're bears.
Anywho. So, more specifically, kind of like a teddy bear. Very similar to Teddy Ursa at the beginning. But, you know, just kind of looks like a stuffed bear, complete with stitches and all. And then, as it evolves, I haven't thought about the middle version all that much because I don't care about second evolution.
Because fuck the middle child.
Yeah, more or less.
Are you the middle child?
I am the oldest.
Oh.
See? Fuck the middle child. No. Are you the middle child?
No, I'm the oldest.
Are you the middle child?
I'm the only one.
Oh.
You should text your middle, like, sibling and be like, fuck you. And put no context behind
That's something
it.
I already do. It's fine. She knows. She's not listening to this because she hates me, but she knows. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's because she's the fucking middle child.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, then, for the final evolution, it turns into, so this teddy bear goes through, like, some wear and tear, but instead of just getting stitched up and it's fine, they replace it with bionic parts.
That's cool.
So it becomes a steel type. And so one of its arms is steel, one of its legs is steel, and like half of its face. It's basically the bear version of Kano from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I was thinking of awesome. Cyborg.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, it's Cyborg from Teen Titans.
A cuddly version?
A cuddly version.
He is cuddly. What are you talking about?
I was going to say...
So, more or less, just a bear version of Kano from friggin' Mortal Kombat.
I'm pretty sure he is one, but okay.
Yeah. But some of his moves that he would have are Metal Claw, obviously, because I'm super original. And then Iron Defense to build up that defense, especially against fire types.
Mm-hmm.
But then he would have, like, Heavy Slam and Slash, mostly. Very, very similar to my... fighting style. Whenever I play the video game, just hit hard, try and knock him out quickly, fuck any moves that don't attack except for like one.
I don't know why I was gonna like, and fuck anything that gets in its way.
And fuck anything that gets in a way, gets in its way, it's a big cybernetic bear.
Goddamn.
Giant cybernetic dick. Poor Ditto.
Oh no.
Ditto's turning into jam.
Petition to ban Jake from the podcast AI. That's it. Goodbye. The door's right there.
All who are opposed.
Aye.
No, you say nay, stupid. Nay. You just voted with us. By a vote of 2-1, Jake's out. Bye.
I acquit myself.
You almost put that straw in your nose trying to drink that coffee.
It's fine.
Whatever.
It's fine. So, Britt. It is now your turn.
Dude.
Because you probably put in a lot more thought than my cybernetic bear.
I really didn't. It was something I, like, thought about. I won't really, like, be able to fully grasp it until I, like, put it on, like, physical pen and paper. We'll get
to
that later.
So I hope you guys know I am a shit artist and this really sucks for me. Just so you're aware.
We're not judging you on your art. We just want to see what
I am.
I'm not. Not all of us are assholes, Sam.
Just Brittany.
Hey, Jake, okay. I changed my Pokemon. It's just a bird.
It's called flipping.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a bird, and it chases people named Jake, and that's it. That's its whole ability.
Anyways, tell us about your Pokemon.
So I thought about it, and I was like, should I do something like fucking dark, or should I do something kind of like more of the kawaii aspect? And I was like, you know, I want to make something kind of like cutesy. So I thought about it like a line of like, kind of like Litten, like a tiger fairy type, but it's like, it's made...
fairy's not a type.
Shut the fuck up.
We're getting there.
Your argument is not valid.
Hashtag fairy types matter.
So it starts off as like a... I don't have a name for it yet, but it's like a... Maybe the color palette's like pinks and whites and...
Like pastels?
Yeah, like pastel colors, like as very pastel most... goth, like...
As most fairy types are.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A pastel goth Lisa Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a really good way to describe it. And it starts off as like the kitten tiger for like the cub for the starter. And then it evolves into like a tiger and it looks like really badass. And I wanted to have like cherry blossoms coming off of it for the final evolution. So it's like.
An Arizona toucan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a really good way to describe it. And
just
I definitely.
Take an Arizona toucan home for.
Put some toothpick legs on it and draw some ears. Meow.
Oh my god. That'd be perfect, actually. And I would definitely want it to have Moonblast and Charm for two of its moves, just because those are, like, two of my go-to fairy-type moves.
But those don't exist anymore.
This does not matter. This does not matter. Fairy-type lives matter, okay? That's all I'm fucking saying.
Hashtag fairy-types matter.
Fairy-types matter. But that's what I would want to do. And when I want it to kind of look like a saber-toothed tiger, so it, like, has, like, the big old teethness and stuff.
Can you make, like, you know how tigers and animals in general have that big old tuft of fur mm-hmm. around their neck to protect them?
Yes.
Cherry blossoms.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There you go.
That'd be really cool.
I get credit for that. Put my name on it.
Trademark.
I want 80%.
Because it's gonna be better than my bear.
And then I will think of an actual name for each evolution and so on and yep. so forth. But that's my concept for it so far.
That's really cool. I like what we're coming up with. I might change mine later, but that's kind of just like the start of where that's at. But yeah.
Yeah.
We actually all came up with some pretty cool ones that I think that are like somewhat realistic that you could see in the game or in the card game.
I feel like mine's a big Yu-Gi-Oh character.
I was thinking, I got more of a Digimon vibe, but I still see that you can kind of do it right. Because, you know, I think it all depends on like the design aesthetic. That you go with, you know?
Yeah.
I think it would look so cool, like, in the... I don't want to say, like, its final form, but its final evolution. Like, if it has, like, tufts of, like, stuffing coming out of it and stuff, and it looks all rigid and, like, badass, like...
If they can make Garbodor and Trubbish work, you can probably make this work.
Jesus Christ.
The first evolution is going to be Stitches from Animal Crossing. Just a complete ripoff. No.
Okay, I was trying to do, So like I said, I was trying to do a Lightning Dragon one, but I also was talking to Doc. I was like, maybe I should just use a useless one that people are going to fucking hate. And I wanted to do a microphone one for the podcast that people are just like, this is fucking garbage. Because, you know, like, Gen 1, Voltorb, and, you know, Electrode. Klefki, Trubbish, like fucking ones you're like, why? Why did you look at a bag of garbage? I mean, like,
Pokemon.
Make that bitch a Pokemon.
So I wanted to do a microphone, but I guess it's like, I realized you have to be creative to take something stupid and make it a Pokemon.
The cord can just wrap around their neck. It can be a bind move.
Fuck.
My brain immediately I just went thought of to like, like sex toys, like making sex toys into Pokemon.
Get out.
I don't like that.
I know your trainer challenge now.
No, that is not going to be a thing. We have a trainer challenge, actually.
We have. We'll need to do one next week.
That we have already set for this week, and we will forget about that other one next week. We will forget about
it.
I'm
writing it down.
Nope.
This is on you. This is your episode. You let this happen.
It's my episode and I say no. I don't want to slam my hand on the table again because I feel like that was way too hard the first time. Mm-hmm. What are you writing down?
He's literally writing it down to have you draw a sex toy next week.
No!
Anyways, so don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Rest. It's only two, Brittany. I saw that third one. No. Fucking
I'm not gonna stop.
anyways, y'all. So I think it's time. I guess if you're listening to this episode, you should totally like do an artwork, or I don't know, if you do a post about Pokemon that you've made up, you should totally tag us in it.
These look like cigarette boxes.
Shit, they look like Marlboro boxes.
Wow. Cancel. Cancel culture. Cancel them.
They look like Marlboros.
They do.
But yeah,
they're
so
about
if,
the right size too.
Yeah.
If you made up your own Pokemon,
show us. Let us know. Let us see it.
Yeah. Tag us in it. And we'll share it off.
If you also did any artwork of currently existing Pokemon, show us. Let us know. Let us see it. Cause we want to see stuff like that.
We want to look at it and fucking judge you for it and make fun of you.
Jesus,
just kidding. We won't do that. We won't do that. Just kidding.
We do
just
that to each other, not our fans. Yeah, not our listeners.
I'm sorry.
Fuck. God damn. Just kidding. You're fine.
Okay. So, God damn. Let's move on to our trainer challenge for the week. What was last week's trainer challenges?
Mine was to do a TikTok. I had to do the TikTok that you did.
Oh, yeah, the collector check TikTok. Yep. Which you did.
I did.
And I saw.
Only part of it uploaded.
He literally did it, like, 16 minutes after we fucking started, like, doing the Pokemon
event.
I know.
It didn't go all the way through, though. You didn't do the whole thing.
Yeah, you didn't.
I just used the sound. I went to the sound that you went to.
Yeah, but you didn't upload, like, the 60-second one. You uploaded, like, the 15.
How do you do that? Because, like, I just thought if you just use the sound, then, like...
No, you have to, like, select it beforehand. I learned that the hard way the first time I was making a TikTok, and I was like, wow, it only recorded partially the way through. So you click the record button, and then it's going to be down here. You have an option for 15 seconds, or you have an option for 60 seconds. You click the 60-second one, you click your sound, and you can record it from there.
Bruh.
I'm gonna check that out.
But you did do it. A for effort.
Yeah,
you
that
tried.
Counts.
You did good. And Sam, did you have a trainer challenge?
No, because my hot water heater
flooding. You had a fucking crisis. I forgot.
I am a crisis.
With the crisis, I could, I vote for a mulligan for
what
her.
What does that mean?
Give her a pass.
Okay.
Well, you guys didn't give me one because of that.
Yeah, like, she didn't have a trainer challenge.
I say this week we give her two trainer challenges because of it.
I don't feel like that's fair at all. Anyways, as Jake is figuring out his TikTok stuff, I also had a trainer challenge. Both Sam and Jake, I like combined it with both Sam and Jake's challenges that they bestowed upon me. It was to make a TikTok A, that was out of my comfort zone, and B, just make a TikTok related to Pokemon doing some shit. And I did that. I posted like a makeup, Jesus Christ, I posted like a makeup video of like a Vaporeon inspired look. The video didn't really like show off the makeup a whole lot. That's just because I'm really fucking bad at transitions and making TikToks. So I did post the look to my Instagram if anybody would like to see it. It's at Spooky Vaporeon, Spooky with an I. I feel like it turned out really good.
It turned out great.
I want to recreate like all the evolutions and like makeup looks. Dude,
it was really cool.
That would be a fun series.
Yeah, it was really cool. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I was like, wow, this is fucking awful. This is garbage. And then it like, I finished it and I was like, all right.
Don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Rest.
No, it was cool. So someone actually just messaged me. They want to pay me to do a little wallpaper for them. So.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, it's just a demon.
Don't fucking say that. Hi, what Steve. Was that? Was that the door?
No, it's probably just a demon.
So, for personal reasons, I will be passing away. This is the last episode I will be on this fucking podcast. I can never come here ever again.
I ain't afraid.
I am. I'm terrified. I don't fuck with that at all. That is a no thank you. Anyways, so everybody passed their trainer challenge for the week. Yay!
Yay!
Nobody has to be tortured by making TikToks.
Yay!
Yay!
But, yeah, anyways, so someone was just like, oh, well, I'll buy it. Because I'm doing a contest for the wallpaper, like the 100th like, this free one. But
except for if you do the 100th like, then nobody's going to like it unless they're the 100th.
Yeah, that is true.
So you should just do one of the first 100.
Yeah. Dude's already going to pay me for one, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I told $1. It's fun. I'm not gonna like.
Give me a doll.
Yeah.
What Pokemon is he doing?
I don't know yet.
Did you do one for your own?
Yeah, I did. Raichu for my iPhone. It's been.
See it?
I didn't upload. It's not on my phone. I did one for Alexa for Lickitung that I can show you.
Cool. So our trainer challenge this week. We're all gonna have the same one. We talked about our Pokemon that we would create. Were we given the opportunity? Now we get to draw them.
Right. So I guess let's talk about it. So are we, like, let's say we come up with a better one. Are we going to allow to change that Pokemon?
Yeah.
As long as we draw a Pokemon of our original design?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
Preference of doing the one we talk about?
Yeah.
Just, like, put your passion and your heart and soul into it, because I know, like, me personally, I'm not motivated to draw stuff that I, like, don't want to fucking draw, so if you want to change it up a couple times, like, do what you want to do. Just, right. Like, put your heart into it.
So, I think another parameter is we start posting them after Tuesday to show off on the critical...
I would prefer not to post them because I don't post art that I'm not proud of.
Okay, you don't have to. Then I guess post it in the chat.
Okay, that's fine.
And then if you are proud of it, we can.
Yeah. I don't post art I'm not proud of.
Or you can draw up like the concept that you want and like give us an idea and then like have either Jake or I like draw it up for you too.
A lot of work for someone who's in the process of moving and for someone who works all the time.
That's true. I've got downtime when I'm here, so
we'll see.
But yeah, so those are our trainer challenges. It's gonna be fun. I'm excited and it will be super cool.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about this to see what we come up with.
Yeah, neato burrito.
But we have to have 4 moves with it. Have the Pokemon itself and the name. That is all I am requiring, if that is okay.
It might just be called Bear.
I honestly, would not care. It's fine. Whatever you want to name it.
Bear.
Cybear.
Bear, barely making it.
Jesus Christ.
Unbearable.
Oh no.
It's nothing but bear.
Barely
bonds.
There.
Yeah, barely there.
Anyways.
Barely hanging on by a thread.
Yeah. So that has been
this episode of Critical Hit. Thank you guys for listening. And again, if you do want to find us, we are on Instagram at Critical Hit. That is critical_hit?
critical_hit_podcast. Lots of underscores.
All of them. I'm Britt.
You can go to the description and check it out, too.
What the fuck?
Just saying.
He's fucking interrupted my... outro.
It's in the description.
Thanks. Anyways, you can find us on Instagram. I am Brit. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Spooky Vaporeon. That is spooky with an I.
I am... Sam.
Samantha!
I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
I'm Jake. You can find me at Tattooed Raichu on Instagram and the TikToks. Yay. Where I will be twerking.
No.
Working and twerking.
No.
I'm just going to recreate all of Britney's videos, and I'm going to dress exactly how she dresses.
Please like, don't.
Exactly the same.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jake.
Like, millions of families suffer every year.
Could you imagine? I'm going to find someone to do that, just to, like, Instagram, like, TikTok stalk you, but, like, the only thing, they don't interact with you whatsoever. Like, they do the same name, but just slightly off, and then they just
spooky
do this...
Spooky with a Y.
Yeah.
I disapprove of that. If you do that, then I am suing.
And then, like, a shiny version of your logo.
I'm fucking...
And basically, they just redo all your TikToks, but, like, the same clothes and everything.
My whole two TikToks. Oh, no. For me.
Could you imagine this big old burly dude in, like, a crop top and booty shorts doing makeup?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, God.
I was wearing the thought shorts in that video. Those are definitely, like, the thought shorts. It's, like, the black shorts with, like, the lines down the side. You know what I'm talking about? Like, all the volleyball girls wear. Those are my thought shorts. I get shamed for wearing those around the house constantly, so it's nice.
That was very thoughtful. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.